The 630 Chad Afternoon News with Jalen Nye and Andrew Gross. Weekdays at 2 on 630 Chad.
With Morley Scott, this is the Afternoon News on 630 Chad, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
On this chilly Thursday afternoon, hope you're staying warm, bundled up out there. Make sure just give yourself a little bit of room on the road today. Actually, coming in, as I said this morning at 10:30, wasn't too bad. Andrew, when you came in at noon,
it was fine.
Wasn't too bad.
A little slick out there.
But the rush hour this morning, yeah. We know, was an absolute disaster in the city of Edmonton. There was it took a long time, and there was lots of accidents. So as we approach that witching hour again, keep it in mind. Yeah.
We've been talking in the last half hour about returns, and we talked about it as a result of a woman New York that returned to Costco a Christmas tree because
Christmas
it had died.
January 4th.
Right. And we asked you, what are the oddest things you've returned? And we're getting so many stories, so many text stories and phone calls. We're going to continue with this for a little while because these are all just as good as the Christmas tree being returned to Costco. And some of you do it as a policy. Some of you do it because you know the store will take it. And I'm thinking about, and I will say who it is, even though I know they're a huge customer of ours. And don't you worry, I've got you. Don't you worry. So I bought...
You're the one saying
right, it. I bought some Garland lights, you know, the kind that wrap around the rail, years ago. This was years ago from Canadian Tire. And a lot of them didn't work. Every other one didn't work. So I took it back to Canadian Tire and said, you know, these strings don't work. And they happily replaced them. But I said, but I want to test them. Mm-hmm. Because half of them didn't work.
You don't want to have to drive all the way back.
Right.
Again, yeah.
And while you're in the middle of putting up Christmas lights. So the manager came out and he was quite good about it. He goes, all right, let's pull them out. Right. So he pulled them out and started plugging them in, and half of them didn't work. And then he said, I'm not.
The 630 Chad Afternoon News with Jalen Nye and Andrew Gross. Weekdays at 2 on 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.